Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Ours to Protect. The Make-A-Wish woodland, comprising 8,000 trees, has been officially opened in Richardstown in County Louth. The children's charity have partnered with Vion Limited, a company dedicated to forestry, ecology and the environment. Its business development director is Joe Codd.
In Vion, we have a team of foresters, a team of ecologists and a team of arborists. So we'd be constantly looking for these type of projects and we would do them for landowners themselves. But a lot of time the landowners, the grants or the aid that's there just isn't enough to actually get these projects up off the ground. So with the aid of LK Shields and Make-A-Wish and the foresight that they have, it just allows us to get these some sort of schemes up off the ground to actually cover the costs and get the landowners to actually do it.
Make-A-Wish Ireland Chief Executive Susan McDade O'Dwyer says the forest serves as an enduring symbol of hope and strength for brave children, while also leading the charge in the fight against climate change.
It's a big departure actually, but it's actually all for our children. So we noticed in our 30th anniversary last year all the number of fabulous families that were coming back and telling us stories going back 20, 30 years. And it just made us think about our impact on climate and sort of leaving something for our children's children. So this woodland is really a living entity that actually sort of reflects the unbreakable spirit of our children.
Vion's ecology team will also undertake a baseline survey to ensure that improvements to biodiversity can be efficiently monitored at the site in Richardstown in the years ahead.
So Make-A-Wish got us involved. We obviously know what Make-A-Wish do and all the good work that they do. So they wanted to kind of look at their sustainability piece and kind of they're making wishes for kids come true, but they want to make sure that there's an actual future for the kids as well. So they asked us to look at different projects around what we're involved with, and we thought that this project would be really, really suitable to them. It's 8,000 trees, all native Irish trees. And we got our ecology team to do a kind of a baseline survey just to see what's actually here now, what's it doing. It was being used for agricultural use at that time. And then our ecologists done the baseline survey. We can see then once we plant trees and once the environment starts growing around the trees and all the life comes into the site, we will maybe do another baseline survey in 3, 4, 5 years' time, and then we can see what improvements have been made on the site. So species-wise, there's 8,000 trees, it's probably about 4,000 or 5,000 oak, there's birch, there's alder, there's holly, there's cherry, there's Scots pine. So there's a range. We've kind of really put a lot of trees in here of different kind of varieties to really add to the diversity of the site.
Also this week, the Environmental Protection Agency revealed there are around 1,300 premature deaths in Ireland every year due to poor air quality. The latest EPA report shows burning solid fuel in homes and nitrogen dioxide, mainly from road traffic, are the main threats. It's recommending using cleaner fuels to heat houses and reducing the use of cars to achieve WHO guidelines.
We are currently compliant with the EU targets that are there that are set for all European countries. So in that sense, we're doing quite well. However, the World Health Organization has, based on much health science and health-based research, shown that really the targets need to be actually much more tight, and they've came out with guidelines.
Pat Byrne is EPA Programme Manager in the Office of Radiation Protection and Environment Monitoring.
Those guidelines have been adopted by Ireland in its clean air strategy, so that's an ambition to move towards those guidelines with interim targets in 2026, 2030 and ultimately 2040. And they will be challenging to meet. And I suppose just the other side of it is that Europe is looking at current legal limits and looking to move those towards the World Health Organization limits as well. So there's definitely a progression towards those lower limits, which are and offer really good benefits from a health perspective. But again, as I say, just quite a challenge to make those moves, both on particulate matter, which largely comes from solid fuel burning, and nitrogen dioxide, which is more from road traffic primarily.
The report further identifies the critical role for local authorities in enforcement, implementation of existing plans, and investment in infrastructure to encourage cleaner and healthier air quality choices.
These aren't actually quick fixes, because if you take even houses in terms of converting away from solid fuel, it's not an immediate fix. A lot of people depending on solid fuel, so it does take some time, and I suppose that retrofit and the supports that are there should hopefully help that. And there's a lot of commonality between what's required to improve air quality and what will improve climate and address climate change. The air aspects are a quick win, a local win, whereas the climate aspects, I suppose, are more a global perspective.
And that's all from Erst Protect for the moment. More details are available on lmfm.ie, and join us again at the same time next week.